Excuse me, Nurse Ella, can I have a moment? A few minutes ago, a mother was reading to the little boy a book on bugs. I remember one summer when my brother John, cousin Ashley, and her two brothers, Dan Lewis, and I spent a whole afternoon catching fireflies. They are one of the easiest bugs to catch since they're not as fast as flies or grasshoppers. Last night, this girl was talking about when she leaves the hospital, she's going to camp. I've never been to a sleepaway camp, but I've been at a Bible day camp. They do arts and crafts and tell stories of how God saved a lot of people. I like the one with Jonah. It must be cool to get swallowed by a fish. Then again, it might stink in there. The doctor said he will be coming to give me my medicine soon. I don't want to, though. The box says it tastes like cherry, but that's not true. It's like when the dentist says the thing they're using to clean your teeth tastes like bubblegum or grape, but it doesn't. One time when my mom took me to the dentist and he asked what flavor I wanted, bubblegum or grape, I asked if he has one with no flavor. And I think he knows it's a lie because he wears a mask to hide his face so you won't know who he is. And he wears gloves to not leave any fingerprints. I know because that's what they do in CSI. That's Mom's show. Mom says when I leave, I'll become a whole new person. I wonder if I'll look the same. When I asked Dad, he said yes, and to remember, a leopard can't change its stripes. Leopards are cool. They're the fastest animal on Discovery Channel. My favorite animal is Pumbaa from The Lion King. Do I have to go now? Okay. Oh, and if you could, ask the doctor if he has any medicine with no flavor.